Wisconsin has shown Elon Musk and the billionaire oligarchs the world over who's in control here. It's us, not them. Happy Victory Day, Wisconsin. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, oftentimes folks will say, oh, don't get too excited about this election outcome. There's another one coming up. They discourage overhyping. They discourage spiking the ball and taking a victory lap. Well, today, I completely disagree. This was so decisive. So decisive. This was a complete repudiation of Donald Trump's politics of division and hate and cruelty. It was a complete repudiation of a billionaire trying to buy our state, a single man trying to control all of our politics. None of us like money in politics. And yesterday we made that really, really clear. One of the most important things that I can take away from not just our results here and the win for Jill Underley, for Superintendent of Public Instruction, but also Susan Crawford in the Supreme Court, but also the historic shift to the left in those special election House races in Florida and ruby red congressional districts, as well as Senator Booker's speech, historic speech on the floor of the Senate, spanning 25 hours. And I think it was 4 minutes and 45 seconds, if I'm not mistaken. This is a tipping point moment. And Donald Trump is about to plunge our country into economic pain. He is going to make it more expensive for each and every one of you listening to buy the basic things that you need for your family, whether it's groceries, whether it's a car, whether it's a new house, whether it's renting an apartment. Everything is going to get more expensive for you. And Donald Trump's complete, utter lack of any concern, as judged by his actions, not his words, not his rhetoric, as judged by his actions, for the pain that he is about to hand out to working Americans is an abomination. He has the gall to stand in the Rose Garden of the White House and ask, in all seriousness, why it is that we moved away from tariffs. Here's what he said just moments ago. In 1913, for reasons unknown, liar, for reasons unknown, they established income tax. So citizens, rather than foreign countries, would start paying the money necessary to run our government. Then in 1929, it all came to an abrupt end in the Great Depression. Would have never happened if they had stayed with the tariff policy. That is all lies. Well, maybe not all of it. The extrapolations are all lies. In 1913, for reasons very well known, they moved away from tariffs and to a progressive income tax. And the reason that they did it was that tariffs aren't paid by foreign nations. Let me say this again. Tariffs aren't paid by foreign nations. They are paid by American consumers. You. They are sales taxes. And not all tariffs are bad. Well, I'm going to talk more about the finer points of tariffs tomorrow. We got Tom Paulsiewicz back, guest co-hosting for me. We got some fabulous guests tomorrow. We got an expert on economics. We have got the head economist from the Center on Budget and Policy. He's going to join me at 3:30. We'll talk about all that, about when tariffs are appropriate, how to develop precise tariffs. That ain't what this is. This is Donald Trump saying that he is going to fund American government by taxing the working poor and working class Americans, and by basically giving welfare to corporations and billionaires. That's what he's saying. We're not going to fund the American government from businesses. We're not going to fund it from billionaires. We're going to fund it on the backs of working Americans. That's what tariffs are. Tariffs are sales taxes. Sales tax ain't paid by billionaires on the billions that are making more billions, because that's not purchasing anything. Tariffs are taxes, are sales taxes that middle class and working Americans pay because we are the ones that consume goods and services. Wall Street executives, the financial sector, the automakers are freaking out. And let's just be clear here. Any argument that this is somehow going to be some great wealth enhancer or is somehow going to bring back American manufacturing is also a lie. Here's what. For the last 30 years, American manufacturers have been offshoring manufacturing. It takes a long time to build up manufacturing capacity in another country. You don't blink your eye or flip a switch and all of a sudden you've got a manufacturing plant back here in the United States. Doesn't work like that. And do you think manufacturers will simply move all their plants back here and the 500 jobs they had in Mexico or China, there's going to be 500 U.S. jobs after they rebuild the factory that'll take gosh knows how long? No. They're going to look to automate as much as is humanly possible. So there won't be even one-for-one job recreation. This won't work. The only possible plus to any of this is where countries have imposed tariffs on U.S. goods. Perhaps this can be used as some bargaining leverage to reduce those tariffs. But who will pay the price? Who will feel the pain as Donald Trump plays with our economy as if it was monopoly money? You will. And he doesn't care. Elon Musk doesn't care. Howard Lutnick doesn't care. The billionaires on Donald Trump's cabinet don't care about you. Believe not what they say, believe what they do. So I will celebrate and call this Victory Day for democracy, but the work, the real work, lies ahead. Because if billionaires get their way, yeah, tariffs are great. Because then billionaires don't have to pay income taxes, or they pay way less income taxes, and all of us pay to fund the federal government. I don't know about you, but the idea that the federal government is going to be funded under Donald Trump's version of the future, nearly exclusively on the backs of middle class and working Americans, is an abomination. The rich need to pay their fair share. Tariffs do exactly the opposite. And they will crush small businesses that rely upon exporting their goods to turn a profit. Why? Because the other countries, the consumers, aren't going to want to buy our products because we're going to end up in a trade war. Why is it called a trade war? Because, well, he'll slap reciprocal tariffs on, and then the other countries will slap more tariffs back on. And so it goes back and forth. Guess which businesses will probably be all right? The Walmarts, the Amazons, the Apples, the tech companies. Do you remember who was sitting at Donald Trump's inauguration in the front row right next to his family? All those billionaire oligarchs. The Jeff Bezoses, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Elon Musks, the Peter Thiels. You know, the ones that made all their billions in products or in services that somehow magically might escape the Trump tariff plan. He doesn't care about you. Look at what he does, not at what he says. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Want to thank my special guest today. We started the Victory Day celebration off with City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Just finished up with three amazing leaders of county Democratic parties, Kathy Rolkel, Nancy Stensel, and Marcia Steele. Wanted to give some kudos to a longtime listener, Mark from Prairie du Sac. He wanted to weigh in on the constitutional amendment, which was adopted by Wisconsin voters yesterday, enshrining voter ID requirements in our state constitution. Mark from Prairie du Sac has this to say on our text line. With the passage of the ID requirement now in our state's constitution, I have already contacted my state legislators, Sarah Kieske and Karen DeSanto, and asked that the state should foot the bill for citizens to get required IDs and all documentation to acquire such IDs. That would include birth certificates, and if it's passports eventually, those costs as well. These costs must be borne by the state. The 24th Amendment to our U.S. Constitution prohibits poll taxes, and since IDs are now required in our state's constitution, they must be absolutely free. Mark, my friend, you are a man of infinite wisdom. I could not agree with you more. You want to require people to get passports or IDs. You want to put it in our Constitution. Guess what? Those documents should be free, as well as the subsidiary or necessary documents like birth certificates to get them in the first place. And we should be opening many, many more government offices to help people get those IDs and passports, as it may be. And guess what Republicans do? They actually make it harder to get those things, not easier, because it's never been about people voting that aren't entitled to vote. Never been about that. Nope, not one little bit. It's been about keeping people from voting and letting billionaires call all of the shots. Thank you so much, Mark from Prairie du Sac. Lisa from Wausau, we see you on the line. There you are. Hey, Lisa. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. How are you? Happy Victory Day.
Hey, I'm good. I am driving right now, but I am going hands-free. You were talking about the protests, and I would love to go to one, but I would love to be one of those paid protesters that the conservatives are saying are out there. So, you know, I want to know if you can hook me up with who's paying them so I can go.
Right, Lisa? I hear you, my friend. I mean, man, if I'm going to be there anyways, might as well, like, run a little grift, get paid to protest. Yeah, all of it. Such a classic response from the GOP. Like, oh, yeah, those are just paid protesters. You mean, like, you're paid door knockers? I don't care what conservative criticism of Democrats or liberals there is. As soon as it comes out of their mouth, just assume that they're saying what they themselves are doing. Elon Musk talking about George Soros. George Soros laid out less than $2 million in this race. You spent $26 million. You want to talk about paid protesters? How about the paid door knockers from Turning Point Action USA, paid for by you, who didn't even know who Susan Crawford was? Huh. I'm going to have to take a breath. Maybe tap my hair back out. It might be on fire. We're going to continue this fine conversation. Get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in on the Maggie Dawn Show. The last segment of the afternoon coming up. It is Victory Wednesday. Keep it locked and join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Civic Media Radio Network.